Like many people, I keep photos and mementos around me in my office. Some remind me of special events, others remind me of my children and grandchildren. There is one special photo that depicts 9 fourth and fifth graders all huddled together smiling at the camera. The photo is trimmed in lace with pine cones glued at the top. You know, one of those elementary school projects that surface around the holidays. The photo was taken during my 34-year teaching career in Central Islip on Long Island. It's important to me because it reminds me of a unique program and some very special children in my life. The program, the New York State Mentoring Program, was created by Matilda Cuomo, the wife of New York's former governor, Mario Cuomo. It was designed to pair disadvantaged students with adults from outside the school community. I ran the program at an elementary school where I taught. I was blessed with a special opportunity to link the youngsters in the photo with mentors from the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, where my wife has worked for more than 25 years. In the photo, one boy, a fourth grader named Otis, stands out. Like so many others his age, Otis felt the need to compensate for what he perceived as deficiencies. Unfortunately, sometimes Otis acted with less than appropriate behavior, and he found himself frequently suspended or removed from class. While Central Islip is a community where diversity in skin color, language, and family unit are celebrated as strengths, and where poverty is fairly common, students still find themselves needing to create defense mechanisms against anyone or anything they perceive as threatening. For Otis, all of these factors contributed to a student record that showed little academic success and not a single standardized test score worth writing home about. Despite all of this, Otis kept plugging away. Over the years, Otis took many steps forward and a few steps backward. But with support from his family, his teachers, and his mentors, Otis managed to struggle his way through high school and to graduate. And now I have another picture for my desk. Last month, I proudly attended Otis's graduation from Hofstra University. In fact, for several semesters, Otis was on the dean's list at Hofstra, and upon graduation, he won recognition for his quiet fortitude. And how much prouder could a teacher be? Otis recently completed his exams and will be entering the teaching profession, where he hopes to help other youngsters like himself. Unfortunately, not all stories end this way. One beautiful young lady in that mentor photo met a tragic death at the hands of a criminal. A young man in the photo is in prison for a violent crime, and another struggles with multiple addictions. When we look at recently released school report cards, test scores, and graduation rates, we are presented with a kaleidoscope of results. Although we see signs of real improvement, we also see places where improvement is sorely needed. But what stands out is a direct and undeniable link between poverty and achievement. The inequitable distribution of wealth remains a barrier to closing the academic achievement gap. Anyone who has studied the data can't avoid the conclusion that achievement gains for children living in poverty are undermined by sweeping social issues, including inadequate housing, lack of health care, and insufficient access to early childhood education. Closing the achievement gap is going to take all of our efforts and on many fronts. We must all work to be mentors and advocates for all children, especially children who live in poverty and who are struggling to succeed in school. This time of year is a season for graduations, and it affords me the opportunity to congratulate the parents and families who nurtured the class of 2007, and to thank the teachers and support staff who worked with these students in and out of school from the time they first entered kindergarten. When the time comes, watch with pride and snap a picture for your desk as your special Otis walks across the stage and is handed his diploma.